What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. What's going on, you guys? This is Sharita Clark, your host of Spaz. And this week's episode is going to be about the black dollar, securing it, black business, respecting it. What are our struggles? Why can't we make it? I mean, what's popping? What's up? Let's get into it. Let's go. So what's going on, my beautiful people? Peace and light. I hope all is well. Family is healthy and you yourself are healthy and you guys are all taking care of yourself and being very cautious as necessary. I'm not saying that you guys should not be paranoid, freaking out or anything like that. That's your business. It's your right if that's where you're at right now in life. But I think at the end of the day, we all just need to be focused on being aware and being cautious. That's just, you know, my little disclaimer, I guess, for the people. For the culture. So, you know, as you guys heard in the intro, I definitely want to come at this episode. It's going to be pretty short and brief, but I want to come on the mic and I want to speak about black businesses. Right now, it's obviously no surprise that everybody is in a very, very local dollar, black dollar mode. The black dollar, trend, should I say, because the only reason why I'm using the term quote-unquote trend is because, like I said before in the previous pause, for things to actually take off, it has to be quote-unquote trending. That's just a fact. That's one of the things that we've learned from social media. That's what we see on the regular, and so that's just kind of what it is, and it is what it is. And so the black dollar itself has been pretty trendy for some years now, as well as keeping your dollar as local as possible. And that's like, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with the black dollar in specific. It's more so of just people being locally wanting to support their hometowns, put money back in their own areas, their communities, and stuff like that. And I honestly think that that proportion of it possibly came when we really start seeing a major, major jump gentrification. There we go. That right there came, I think, of, you know, people more and more wanting to, natives who live in a certain area want to save their communities, support their communities, and so they're giving back mainly in their shopping and eating at local mom and pop shops, as you have it. I'm here for all of that. I've been here for the black dollar for a very long time now. Really, really been focusing on it for the past few years. I've always been supportive of my people. I've always been supportive of local, but not as to the extent that I am in now. The black dollar, that's hands down. Y'all know I love my people. Y'all know I love y'all black people. I love you guys. We're beautiful. We are everything. We are life. We are God. And I don't care what nobody says about that. And I just believe in supporting friends, local businesses, wherever I lay my head, I'm finna support. And so that's all, you know, good and dandy. However, I notice that when it comes to specifically the black dollar, that's always been a struggle. Because like I said, it's been trending now for some years. However, you still see people, you know, black businesses, black owners and stuff like that, or people who are consumers of black businesses. I mean, it's always the same complaint. We always hear that we're either overpriced, we're unprofessional, people do not support, our businesses fail because everybody wants a discount, everybody wants a handout. All these theories and ideas and assumptions that we have that honestly you might have said. I know I've said stuff like that before because unfortunately it's a fact. It's a fact. You know what I mean? And, you know, disclaimer, I never ever want somebody to listen to my podcast and get any idea that I am bashing my people and I know you're probably like, okay, where is this coming from? But I mean, at the end of the day, this is an open network, right? My podcast is open to anybody to listen. So that doesn't mean I always have black listeners. And so to my white people, to my non-black people, my non-melanated people, I never want you to get an idea that because a black person said something that it's okay for you to jump on the ship and run with it. There is certain conversations that I personally think that we should have culturally, black people culturally by ourselves, amongst ourselves. However, that's far-fetched. That's not possibly not going to happen until we get organized and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. We can, that's a whole nother rabbit hole we can go down. But I just don't want nobody to take the things that I say out of context and run with it and think that it's okay for you to say it, because it's not. And I'm not bashing my people. I'm just giving my facts, my experience. And so the reason why I said that there's been times that we've all possibly have said these things is simply because we probably have. And because it is what it is. Like I said, facts are facts. There's been multiple times that I've went to support a black dollar and it has been crazy overpriced. Now, listen, I live in California. It's really expensive here. I need to, every single penny, and I do mean penny, counts. I've had my share of blowing money. I do still have my share of blowing money. I mean, I'm human. I'm working on it. I'm a consumer. So I'm a big shopper. Mind you, I've not been shopping that much lately. I've definitely got a couple of good pieces that I love, but I've not been gung-ho on shopping like how I was back in the days, or how I was maybe a few years ago, should I say. I've been working on that because a girl got to get some debt down. And so, you know, I'm just speaking on my experiences. And so because I need my dollars and my pennies to count, of course, I'm always looking for the better deal. Plain and simple. And I'm personally not mad at anybody who's looking for a better deal when the price is set, or when it's, you know, all said and done. And so with that being said, you know, I've had my share and my experiences of going to support, you know, local businesses, black dollars and whatnot, and have either been like, ugh, this is a stretch, this is so expensive, when I know I can go over here and get it for X amount of money cheaper. Let me go ahead and take the, and I really shouldn't say it like this, but this is how I feel. Let me go ahead and take the L because I love my people and I'm trying to see her win or him win. Let me give them the extra couple of dollars and go from there. I have had experiences where the customer service is whack, like completely whack, to where I will not shop back again. However, I'm always going to try. I'm always going to try to support my people, my friends, a mom and pop shop. I'm always going to do that. You really got to turn me off. For me to like tap all the way out on you. That's just what it is and how I am. However, with that all being said, that also has led me to believe that that's one of the issues that we have. I don't really want to say that we have an issue with our price points, simply because anybody who has a business has every right to price their product at whatever fucking price that they please. Because guess what? Somebody's going to buy that. It may not be you, because you may want to go over here to the next store because you want to save a couple of dollars, which is absolutely understandable and it is fine. Just know that sometimes haggling is not going to work here when I say what I said when it comes to my price. And for some reason, we as black people have a hard time of always trying to cut a deal. We're always trying to get a deal. We have an issue with our price points, or sometimes we downright feel guilty of our price points. And I think it's because we want a deal too. And so because of that, we looking like, damn, okay, let me go ahead and lower the price and let me allow them to haggle me. But the thing is, you're not going to haggle, you know, a set price when you're shopping online. You're not going to go to Forever 21 or to Coach, Gucci, Louboutin, Chanel, and haggle. I want to say those big brands, because those are the big brands that I'm trying to go and support one day with Not a Problem in the World. And yes, maybe those are not black owned blacks, but I like fashion, I like brands, I like names. And so yes, I do want to work really hard one day so I can afford that with no problem. However, like I said, you're not going to go into these main corporation stores and try to devalue their work, devalue their item or whatever the case may be. And you know, I just, like, I, you know, I made a comment the other day where I was talking to a friend of mine, and I thought to myself, like, yo, like, you're never going to go to Round Table Pizza with a bag of dough, your sauce, all your stuff, hand it to the baker and say, listen, can I give you all this and you can give me half off because I'm bringing you the product? You're not doing that. when you're sitting at, when you're going to get your hair braided and you're sitting at the braider, you have two options now. And this was not always an option when I was a kid. And if it was, I didn't know no better. My mama took care of that. But you nowadays, braiders are giving you the option of upping the price because they can go get the hair, or you can save a couple of dollars and go buy the hair. That right there is just kind of game code. I've always wouldn't buy my own hair because I need to know what hair I like. I like certain brands. I go from there. Every blue moon, I might respect my braider because some braiders like to braid with a certain grade of hair because hair, fake hair, could be rough on the fingers. To you non-black people, y'all don't know that. That's just right. That right there is free game. And so, you know, sometimes if I'm feeling nice and jabby, I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, support you. I'm like, okay, what kind of hair do you recommend me buying? Or if I just want a different brand of hair because the brand of hair that I have is either up the price or they have sold out or they have discontinued, whatever. There's reasons behind that. However, I'm not gonna go and tell my braider about her job or ask for multiple discounts when I'm sitting down when I know that this is work. What makes somebody think, like, seriously, what makes, if you have been getting hooked up or whatever the case may be, and you, number one, your braider, if you're not paying full price, they're not going to do things on your time and on your term. It's going to be maybe a half job, you know what I'm saying, because they got things to do, or they got somebody that's coming in into the chair who is about to pay them, you know what I mean? So you can wait. And honestly, you absolutely can wait. You absolutely can wait if you're not paying this person for their labor and somebody else is getting ready to pay. Why can't you be replaced? Because if it was me and I was that talented and I was a braider, I'm going to replace you. It's as simple as that. Why wouldn't I replace you? And so people get out of control and overwhelmed. However, the problem with that is the non-communication. For whatever reason, we have a fear or some type of an overstress in our own mind that we're afraid to communicate. We're afraid to set our price point and to stick with it. And like I said, I believe that that kind of goes back to sometimes maybe you don't believe that your product is worth X amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you feel like, dang, I'm not going to be able to sell to my people. Let me go ahead and bring the price down. Let me just bring the price down just to kind of get it up, get it off real quick, get my feet wet. However, we know that when you're starting off doing anything, you got to put in that work and you may have to take some L's and do some stuff pro bono. We understand that. But once this person has perfected their craft and they have gotten clients who are paying them the dollar amount that they have set, the dollar amount that they once believed that they could not charge that they are getting now with no problem. As a matter of fact, they are overbooked. What makes you think in your right mind, and you're like literally your conscious right mind, common sense, why do you think that they're not going to start feeling the way towards you, or they're going to start kind of pawning you off a little bit because now their schedule is busy, they booked, and they're making money? What's selfish as a consumer, as black consumers, is you make a lot of my people, we make a mistake, and here we go. I'm going to include myself, we. I'm always going to include myself with the people because I am the people are me, whatever. But we make a mistake of not understanding that this person has a life. They have kids, they have bills, they have whatever the case may be on why they started the business and why they started that hustle. There's a reason for that. Or they're trying to set themselves up to be an entrepreneur, which is, listen, we're all trying to do that. Hopefully, we're all in the ball game of tapping into this quote unquote American dream, and we're trying to do it the right way. And if that's the case, why aren't we supporting each other? Instead, what you'll do is we'll go on YouTube and we'll try to learn how to braid our own hair. And ain't nothing wrong with that either. Okay? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because listen, I've done that. I will do that. If I feel like I can do it, I'm definitely going to try to do it. Because again, I'm trying to save my money because I got things and goals that I need to meet that I too need to accomplish. So I understand that. However, it's downright selfish when you know that you have a friend who's really trying to get this off the ball. For me, I'm going to take that time and I'm going to support. Will I support all the time? No, because maybe I can't afford to support you all the time at your dollar. And if I can save my money and do it over here by myself, I'm going to do that. However, I do try to make a point and make time to get out and support a mom and pop shop, a local dollar, a black dollar. I'm going to show that love. But those are reasons that I've been noticing that we have a real issue with. During this whole pandemic, you really start seeing a turn in people trying to get their hustles on, their side hustles, their businesses and stuff like that. People do not like to give credit where it's due. If somebody helped you or gave you some information, guided you to a direction, it's okay to give credit, because what you fail to realize is that is an ecosystem, and that does go around and around and around. That's how people win. Not the fact that you think, oh, you know, well, yeah, I've been doing this, this, and that. No, like if I just put you on this wax, or if I told you what to do with this, that might be something that I'm trying to build over here. Why you can't, I posted a meme that says you deserve to have friends who drop your name in big opportunity room or big businesses room. And I 100% could not agree any more or any less. I don't want any friends that's not dropping my name where a bag can be met. And I mean that. A lot of my friends know of a lot of things that I'm capable of doing. And if I'm capable of doing something that you're hearing somebody seeking and requiring, why not drop the name? You know what I'm saying? It's not really your issue if you drop the name and they don't follow through. Hey, you did what you did your part by doing that. If you don't have the money to support this business, we all got social media. We all have handles. Why can't you? It's free to do a repost. That's free. My friends and your friends might be very, very different. Or I might have another level of accountability where people trust me. And if I say that this person has good, you know, good product or good this or good that, they may trace it and be like, hey, like, you know, Sharita sent me over here. Let me check that out. That's business. Why wouldn't I put business in my fellow friend or my fellow sister or brother's pocket? Why would I do that? You know, why wouldn't I do that? That's so selfish. But we're in a very, people are very, very selfish right now. And to be 100 with you, you guys know that I'm all about selfishness. I really am. But I am about healthy selfishness, being healthy while being selfish. There's a healthy way to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Whatever is bad is bad. Bad is bad. You know what I'm saying? You doing drugs, you sipping your little coke and shit, that's your business. But there's no way of being healthy while you're doing that. But there's a healthy way to smoke a blunt. Maybe you don't want to smoke out of a Swisher. I smoke out of Swishers. I need to stop that. And you might want to go ahead and pick up a raw zigzag paper. That's a healthy way. That's a healthy alternative. You know what I mean? So there's healthy ways to do certain things. And so right now, we're not in a time and in a space where being selfish is really necessary. And y'all know how I feel about being selfish. And that's something I've even put on a back burner, simply because it's not the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have so many things going on right now in our world and in our space. I'm not working right now. I'm furloughed, right? Any penny and any dollar I can get, I'm trying to get. So that's just what it is. I've been on securing my bag for multiple streams of income that I'm trying to build, because there's a lot of things and a lot of lessons that I learned in this pandemic. Number one, I don't want to have to depend on any corporation to pay my bills or put me in a level of stress, of distress in my life to where I'm having major anxiety attacks, mental breakdowns, overly stressing myself in an unhealthy form. And I went through all those things. That ain't worth none of it when these people in the corporation are in their big mansions chilling, living their lives. They got a whole savings set up. They have a rainy day account that's saved up for this. You know what I'm saying? And the average person like me and you, we probably don't have a savings account. You know what I'm saying? Or if we did have a savings account, you depleted it. I know I had a small savings account that I worked on for a while, a couple of years ago, and I'm so proud of it. Moved into my apartment and like had to furnish my space and stuff like that. And I end up, and even though I did have help with the main things, I'm talking about pots, plants, toiletries, things like that, shit adds up. So yes, I went through my money, right? I've been working on trying to get that back, plus more, because now, guess what? I'm a little bit more financially smarter than what I was last month, last year, yesterday. Because remember, it's a new fucking day. There's a new day to learn new things and to be smarter than you was the day before. Take whatever lesson that you learned or whatever L that you took, and you learn from it, and you push forward. And so I believe that a lot of us are in that space, right? We're all in that space. So when it's disrespectful when you have this product that you're selling, and you never, and another thing, you don't know what a person put out on their product. I know somebody who has a clothing brand, right? Well, actually, it's a it's not a leather, I mean, it's not a clothing brand. It's an accessory brand. High quality leather and also silk. They sell leather and silk. And they are making shoes. You know what I mean? Shoes and bags. And this motherfucker, you know what I mean, has, and I know this person from social media. This is not like a real friend that I know in person. You know what I mean? This is a social media friend that I've known from Twitter years ago. Probably met this person back in like 2010. I mean, me and him keep up. We keep, you know, we check on each other and whatnot via social media. And it's actually amazing to see that this man's whole brand has taken off. However, about 3 years ago, his business collapsed. I'm not sure the proper word. I need to holler at my girl Lena because she did come and have a business talk with us on Spaz. However, we didn't touch on this part because she's not there. Her business is booming, right? And shout out to that. Unique Events by Lena. However, let me make sure I said that correctly because, again, you guys, she was on Spaz. And so I hope you guys listened to that episode and you remember it. And it was a couple of gems that you guys found in there. And there's some things in there. Yeah, Unique Events by Lena. Thank you. I was right. Not really good with names, you guys. But, you know, her business is booming and whatnot. However, his failed because he depleted his savings, his money. He brought against his 401k and he put his faith and money into this business, right? And he just knew that he was going to get it back. It didn't work like that. And so in order for him to kind of come out somewhat even, because he took an L, he had to, you know, down his prices and whatnot and just kind of sell his stuff out. And he just lost passion in it. He just lost passion. He's doing well. He went back to work. He's doing his own thing. And he has some other stuff that he's working on. But he lost passion in what really was his dream. I remember speaking to him years ago and him actually saying that, like, this is what he wanted to do. And so when I seen him do that a couple years down the line after that, I was so inspired. I was so proud. I thought that was such a beautiful thing because I remember that was a real goal that he set out. He worked his ass off. He put money to the side. He took out his loans. Whatever the case may be, he had a business. He had a business, I think, for like maybe a few years, maybe 5 at the most. And he said that one of the complaints he had was people always came in and said that his product was overpriced. However, this was leather. This was good leather. You know what I'm saying? I like leather. I like leather. I like good quality leather. And so I know that if I have the money to do so and if I could treat myself, I'm going to treat myself. Those are piece items. I like piece items. I'm really big on piece items. I may not shop in a regular, but every blue moon, I might want to treat myself to a piece that I know is going to last me. I've made purchases and I made leather purchases that I don't regret with black dollars. And I don't feel like the piece is going to last me. However, I have like a really, really dope Coach bag from my grandmother, and it's old leather. It's hers, and y'all know I lost my grandmother some years ago, so that bag means everything to me. Funny thing is, that particular bag, my auntie was going through her closet. This is a side story. My auntie was going through my grandmother's stuff in her closet. I'm really big on taking vintage shit, and if it's gonna be my grandma or my grandmother's, I have a sweater around here somewhere that's my grandma's, and I need to find it, because she's out here, and I love that sweater, and I need to find it, and I'm glad that I have that piece. There's certain things that I like. She was getting ready to throw it away, because not her. Everybody doesn't see things the same light, you know what I mean? I know that was sidetracked on one, now just talking about leather, the quality of leather, but I would pay for that any day. However, people didn't see his vision, and so people thought that it was overpriced, therefore he didn't get to sell, so he was stuck with all this product that he was forced to sell at a very, very, very low quality. I mean, less than not low quality, because his product was not low quality, but a less price than what he really set out to do, and his business flopped. And it was because he said that, number one, he lives in a very black community area, and what I would think is a very metropolitan city. I don't know. I've never been there. But just the simple fact that you hear people constantly saying that we need this, we need that, but then when somebody sets out to do what they have to do, put their blood, sweat, and tears in it, and you don't know what this person has sacrificed or gave up to get this business and this product to you, however, you don't show no support. You know what I mean? And I don't understand why. Because in the same breath, you'll go support that same product same product, maybe not even the best, same quality, and you'll go get it at a maybe even a higher price at a different person. That blows my mind that only we think like that. Like, we're so, the crabs in a barrel theory is, that's nothing to us. Like, we're so past beyond that. Like, I don't know what it is that keeps us stagnant together as a community and as a culture. You even have people who will say, like, oh, you know, like, well, they didn't communicate this to me or X, Y, and Z. It's like, okay, but at this point, where's your respect lie? Where does your respect lie, and what do you think is the right thing to do? Whether they communicated that to you or not, why don't you have enough respect to support their business? Because let me tell you something. I learned my lesson very thoroughly when I purchased myself a Cricut. If you guys are crafters, you know what that is. It's a machine, a cutting machine that you use to do all kind of crafting projects. I like doing little craft things when I'm in the mood to tap into it. But I also looked at it like, damn, okay, this is something I can make some money from. However, immediately when I got into it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to do things for myself here and there. And I'll just kind of tap into some stuff when I want to, because I was done with people. Like, I was done with people. When I, like, really start seeing, number one, the machine itself is a lot of fucking money. That machine itself is very expensive. The things that you need to buy to get money out of your machine is expensive. Your vinyls, your paperwork, your t-shirts, your glasses, whatever the case may be. And I don't care if you go to the Dollar Tree for some of those items. The vinyl and stuff like that, the product that you have to spend for, the time that you're putting in weeding things out, people don't see all of that, yet they don't want to pay. But they don't want to pay. And so, and for me, I look at it like this. I'm going to tell you what it is. This is my set price. And if you're not willing to buy it from me because you know somebody with a machine who's going to do it cheaper, by all means, go ahead and go over there. Because again, I reserve the right to refuse business to anybody I want to. The same way that you see that sign in them corner stores and in them stores and all that. Yeah, I feel the same way. If I feel like this is something that could possibly cause and falling out between me and friends, I don't want to do business with you. Like, plain and simple, I don't want to do business with you because I already know how frustrating that can be. And I don't have time to sit back and give myself an anxiety attack because I may need to have an uncomfortable conversation with you about paying me or me paying you or whatever the case may be. It's ridiculous. Now, why am I working myself up having anxiety and whatnot? I don't know. Everybody's different. For me, it's uncomfortable. But I learned really quickly. I learned really quickly that, nah, it ain't uncomfortable getting my money. I've had certain friends tell me that as well. Like, no, this is yours, you know, you collect it. But the thing is, I never walked out to somebody and was like, oh, can I get that deal? How much is it? And I send them the money. That's it. That's all. I don't even put you in a space where you should be, that you would feel uncomfortable. And I treat everybody how I want to be treated. So therefore, don't put me in a space where I'm uncomfortable because I don't know what my approach is going to be. And I might get so backed in, and anybody might get so backed into a wall where they tap out, they snap, they get upset, they get frustrated, whatever the case may be. I have a friend who used to do, she's a really, really good baker. She had a baking business. That was her thing. And I think about her all the time because I looked at it like, damn, if that's your passion, why wouldn't you want to make money off of something that you love? And her response was like, I was told that, you know, you do something that you love, you end up losing the passion for it and whatnot. But in that conversation, she was pretty much complaining and telling me how people didn't want to pay. They didn't support. They didn't pay. They made excuses. They went around the corner. They got comfortable. All this stuff she told me. And at the time, I was looking at her like, damn, like, you shouldn't let that discourage you, though, because there's people out there that will pay. There's strangers that will pay you. However, when I got into it, I understood 100% where she was coming from. You know what I'm saying? You begin to feel like you're being taken advantage of and disrespected and pretty much spit on. Like, literally, like, you just gonna spit on me like that. I just put all my hard work into this, my labor. There's 24 hours in a day. Maybe I did your project a little bit off the work and I just put in 8-10 hours at work. Now I came home and I put more work in for your item, your project. That means that cut into my sleep. She was a mom, that cut into her being a mother. There's certain sacrifices that she made to get you that product that she didn't sit back and tell you about, because why do I gotta discuss this with you? Why can't you just show me respect and pay? You know what I'm saying? Have value. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, people, We're the only ones, black people, are the only ones who really struggle with that. Why do we struggle with that? I don't know. But it's time to stop that. It's really time to stop that. And understand this. If that product is something that's overpriced for you, that's okay. Don't pay. Don't buy it. Go somewhere else. That doesn't mean don't buy it and then go talk some mess. Like, oh, you know, they overpriced it. Da, 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 da. Because listen, somebody else can afford that. Just because you can't afford that, that absolutely does not mean that that person can't get that off. Because let me tell you something. For Juneteenth, I had made some shirts. I made shirts and, you know, I was new to it. So I was kind of, you know, doing things here and there. And I, too, wanted to do the right thing and kind of give to certain friends and give a discount to certain friends. Okay, but then I looked at it like, damn, I didn't make my money back. I got to go make this money back. So I took my shirts, the shirts that I had left over, and I took it elsewhere. Out to public, out to a festival. I didn't even get out the car because it was, you know, COVID season's going on. We sat in the car. However, we rode around and people that I seen like at a corner store or whatever, and I had a shirt on. So that itself already was marketing. It was going to sell. Guess what? I sold all of those shirts off and got back double the money, including the L's that I took. And I realized, you know what? I ain't taking no L's like this again. That's crazy because, again, I got bills. The same way you got bills that you're trying to make sure your bills is paid or your kids is fed or whatever your story is. Everybody has their own story. And that doesn't make your story or your situation greater or less than the next person's. That's just what it is. But I really realized that it was so easy for me to get these shirts off with these strangers and to talk about my price points. They didn't question it. They didn't ask about it. They were like, hey, okay, so cash, Venmo, cash, well, how do you want me to pay? And I'm like, okay, bet, you know, cash first, obviously, then we go from there. But the fact that it was that easy. And I can't say that all black people are doing this because guess what? Those sales that I made, they were to black people. They were Juneteenth shirts. Black people were buying my shirts at the actual amount. The amount of money that you will go online and spend plus pay shipping, I'm right here in your face with it. You're already saving $6. That is a discount already. You know what I'm saying? So what if you don't think, if people are not like-minded to think like that, then I suggest that you think twice about who you're selling to. And that's real. Who you're marketing to, who you're selling to, your environment. My friend I just told you guys about where his business had collapsed. He ended up leaving. He ended up leaving that environment and going somewhere else. And he's doing really well. He's doing really, really well. He has a small little club that he's running and he's doing really well for himself. And I'm really proud to see that. He got into another business that worked for him and it was what it was. But the fact that he relocated, relocation right now is heavy on my heart. And so I'm really trying to manifest that within myself because I'm not really feeling it because I don't want to, I refuse to think that it's going to be like this everywhere. I know how we get down, you know what I'm saying? Because it is a cultural thing. I know exactly how we get down, so I know what to expect wherever I go, right? However, when you're dealing with people who don't know you personally, they have more of a chance for whatever reason to believe in you than your local people, your family, your friends, and stuff like that. They're quick to drop a name. You know what I'm saying? And it's a partner that been knowing you forever that knows you're great at whatever it is that you can do or knows that you'll be dope at this particular opportunity and they will not drop your name. That whole stigma, the stigma of people not wanting you to do better than them or businesses to flourish more than theirs, that happens. And it's sad. The same girl that taught me about my machine, right? On how to make my shirts and stuff like that. She wasn't even marketing in shirts. She was doing like cups and stuff like that. And she was teaching me like what to buy, where I can get things at certain prices. And she showed me love. Shout out to D. She's a Sag like me. We just not haters. We're just not haters. But anywho, that's another story. When I was not able to make shirts, when I made like certain shirts and I had people hitting me up like, hey, Rita, like, do you do X, Y, and Z? And I was like, no, I don't. Do you know I had no problem going to her page and tagging her? Like, yo, I don't right now. I'm working on that, but she can do it right now. Why wouldn't I pass that over to somebody? Number one, who helped me. Number two, she gonna get it done. Number three, she black. I felt no way about that. I felt no way about passing the ball. Every sport, and I don't, listen, y'all, I don't even play sports, right? Y'all know I don't play sports. Every sport is teamwork. Every sport is teamwork. You can't just always have the ball. You got to pass that motherfucker. You got to pass it. You got to kick it over there. You got to guard that person over there. So then that way this, your teammate can go make that shot or whatever the case may be. There is strategic ways around things that for some reason my people have not got the concept yet too. And honestly, I'm not saying that we're incapable of getting the concept. I do think that most don't want to get the concept. We happen to have people who just don't want to see you do better. Don't want to, they rather turn around and see, you know, figure out how they can do it. And then turn around and take yours. It's sad. It's really sad how things are. And I believe that that has a lot to do with why our black dollar is not successful. There's too many black, creative minds, smart people, people who can get things done, and we're still like not, we're still stagnant. How is that possible? So at some point in time, we got to sit back as a collective and look at, okay, let's go to the drawing board. What is our issue? Why do we have, why, okay, our black banks and stuff that we had, that we, some do, you know, that we have across the nations here and there, a lot of them close. A lot of them close because people are not utilizing it. They're in black communities. They're in black communities. And people don't trust it. They don't trust that the money is safe there and all this kind of stuff. But it's the same banking system as it is over there at Bank of America. That's not owned by us. But you're going to put racks in Bank of America. You won't put that money into your own people. And on top of that, put the money over here so that way it circulates and it works. And more people put their money there than we have our own banks. We have our own stores. We have our own. We have everything ourselves, our own. We can't get there with those kind of horrible slave mentalities of bringing people down with you. Competition. Not wanting to sit back and spend an extra dollar. Wanting to cut the back. Wanting a discount. Wanting this for free. If, at the end of the day, if somebody has a business, they're always going to offer some type of a promo. And I do that too. I might not be able to buy things at full dollar, but I might wait for a deal. And when I see a deal, I'm on it. I'm immediately supporting because that's when I can support. And I don't feel bad about that. You know what I'm saying? Because I also know that they made that deal for people to be able to afford it. So just wait for the promo. Just wait for the promo if you're gonna be that haggler thinking that you're going to catch a no, because that's not what it is right now. Right now, and I don't care if I sold it to this girl for 25 and then today it's 15. Well, it's like it's a new day. It's a new day. So the same way it's a new day for your attitude and your mentality, well, I feel another way. That promo is over, and it really is over, and this is where we're at now. You're not going. You may go to Gap and ask them, like, hey, like, is that, you can't honor that today? Like, it's only been one day. You're always going to try to shoot your shit. I get that. You're always going to try that. I'm pretty much a little bit more reluctant to shoot my shits off with somebody that I know than I am with the store. I'm in reverse. I'm going to the store haggling with them. Like, yo, check this out. Woo, woo. Somebody local and whatnot? No, I'm going to, if I can, I'm going to give you more if I can. Because I want to see you win. And I believe that when you bless people, you're going to get that back. I believe that. You know what I mean? I'm not really a big tither, and I'm not an offering person, stuff like that, because I don't go to church. And I'm not really into giving big money to pastor, and pastor owns her house, and I don't. No, I'm not into all that. But I do believe in giving to people. I believe in that. I believe in, you know, that God will bless me once I, you know, when I give somebody a blessing. And it works. The power of, you know, the ecosystem, man. Like, seriously, like, it works. You know? And so it's unfortunate to me to look back at my people and just be, I'm so disappointed because we have so much knowledge at our hands and our tips that we did not have back then that might have made some sense on why we weren't successful and why we kind of failed here and there on different endeavors that we tried to take. We're not in that space right now. Why are we stuck in the past with that mentality and whatnot? I have no idea, but we got to get it together, people. We got to get it together. Y'all want to see so much success coming out of us. We want to see our neighborhoods being rebuilt. We want to see black ownership. We want to see houses being bought. We want to see our grocery stores coming back in, our bakeries and stuff like that coming back. That's not going to work if we can't support them. I mean, people get that, right? Like, it's not going to work. If we're not giving them love and support, it's not going to work. It's just not. You know what I mean? I love my people and I believe in my people so much to where I'm going to take a little L here and there. I've limited my L's because I've definitely taken some L's supporting black dollars. I'm not going to lie about that. I absolutely have. But guess what? If I really needed to and I could afford to do so, on me, I'll do it again. I would gladly do it again. That's just my heart. That's just how I am as a person. I want to see people win. And like I said, it doesn't necessarily always have to be a black dollar. I got some Mexican partners that own restaurants and businesses around the city where I live at. I support. There's this white boy rapper that I know. I've been fucking with him for years. He's a really good friend of one of my exes. He's one of my boys. He has a shop in the mall. I didn't even know it was his shop. I go get my nachos there all the time. Once I found out that they're open, I open now. But once I found out that that was his, and that all this time, all these years, I was chopping up with his mama, oh, it was a wrap. I go there all the time. All the time. Just to make sure that I'm supporting. That I'm supporting him. That I'm giving him my dollar. That I'm giving, you know, because I know where this money is going. I know him. I actually know him. You know what I mean? And so how dope is that to be able to support your friend with their business? That's amazing. That's everything. Something has to give. There's not ways that we can't be successful. We just got to communicate and show respect. You know what I'm saying? Quit trying to get a handover. Don't think that, you know, just because somebody gave you a discount this one time, that it's like that every single time. No. Another thing that we need to do is we need to be very consistent. I've learned that. Like, I'm at a point now to where I don't want to give different prices across the board. Like, once I get some stuff off right now, I'm not doing that because it makes it easy to stick to one price. You know what I mean? If I'm going to do a discount, I'm going to do a discount like how a regular corporation does. If you're ordering it in bulk, you know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. Other than that, or I'm, you know, my little flash sales and stuff like that. I'm not going to do that because then that gets confusing. You done told one person this amount of money. Now you're telling this one this amount of money. You get to losing your price points. And then it sounds unprofessional when somebody asks you how much is what and you don't really remember because you done told this person that money, this person that money. No, keep it at one base dollar. And that's it. That's all. And don't be afraid. For me, I have to tell myself, don't be afraid if they don't buy the product. Because the same way that I took them shirts I just told you guys about and I got full dollar in another area, I'll do it again. Plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? This is my price. And if you're not okay with that, that's fine. Do not down talk me and make me feel bad about trying to get my business up and going. That makes no sense. How you gonna knock me? But then turn around and scream out loud how you want to support people. You want to keep your dollar local. You want to support the black dollar. You doing this, you doing that. But you one of them people that's haggling. Are you one of the ones that don't want to support? Or you're one of the ones to where if that deal ain't there no more, you tap out. But it was good. It was all good when it was a deal, when it was a price, when it was, you know, you supported me, you did all this. Instead, now you turned around and you bashed me. You start telling people that I was unprofessional, all this kind of stuff. I have not had that happen. This is not personal experience for me. These are things that I have literally seen. I have seen, I have heard, I've seen friends do it to each other. I've seen this. And it's so sad to me and it's so unnecessary and it's not needed. We don't have to be like that. Like, we just don't gotta be like that. Everybody can win. Everybody can win. There's enough room for everybody to win. It absolutely is. We just got to believe it. We just got to believe it. You know what I'm saying? We got to step into it. We have to unlearn some bad habits that we've had business-wise and mentality-wise. And we need to relearn the proper way, assert ourselves properly. Don't feel bad or guilty. Don't let anybody make you feel bad or guilty. Not no family, no nothing. Don't do it. Do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, you're the one that has to live and you're the one who has to support your living habits, whatever that may look like or whatever that may be. It's you. Nobody's going to help you. Trust me when I say that. Or even if the ones who want to help you, they're not in a space to where they can help you. So you need to make sure that you're always able to help yourself and never feel bad about that. Never look back. Never feel like somebody's, you know, oh my God, they're just not supporting me. Oh my God. For a long time, I didn't drop my pod before. Yeah, I wanted to start a podcast about a year or two before I dropped Faz, right? We're going on 2 years, you guys. And I didn't. As much as I listened to pods, I was like, oh my God, what if they don't support me? Who's going to listen to me? Blah, blah, blah. I may not talk about things that people want to hear. But guess what? I have many different episodes and I talk about everything. There is no one thing. And I thank God that I waited when I did because Faz, the name that was gifted to me in a dream, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even talk about all that. And when I knew it was time, it allows me to do everything I want to do. And go and speak on anything I want to speak on because that's just what it is. It gives me that allowance. However, I let that go when I start realizing, like, you know what? Strangers gonna listen, though. to my surprise, I actually did have a lot of friends who supported me. Friends I haven't even seen in years that hit me up and was like, yo, Rita, I heard your podcast. I listen all the time. And I'm so grateful for that. Had I would have let that traumatizing fear keep feeding itself in my mind mentally, I wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying I'm somewhere far. You know, I'm still working on it. I still got a lot to do. But it's just the fact that I did it. And when I did it, I got support. And so don't let that fear get you, or don't let that discourage you if you did already try before with your business, your shirt, your baking, whatever the case may be. Whatever you started with and you got discouraged because people around you didn't support, or they haggled you out, they guilted you for whatever reason, go back to the drawing board. Get your shit together. Get your prices and your communication in order and say what the fuck you say. Mean what you say and stick by it. People have to respect that. And it could be because communication is not there. It can very well be that you dropped the ball because you didn't communicate your price to this person. And now they don't even know. They don't even know. They're 100% with paying you your price and whatnot. They just didn't know that that's what you wanted from them. I think that it's common sense. Yes. And they should not have assumed that it was still good. I believe in that. However, all we can do is just pick up the ball and keep it pushing. Have that conversation, nip that in the bud, and keep it going. That conversation may surprise you, man. I've had conversations like that, and it surprises you. It does surprise you. Like, it's not always, damn if you don't. It's not there yet. You know what I mean? So we got this, y'all. I just wanted to come and speak, you know, my piece on that, because I believe that we can do this. I believe that the black dollar can be successful. I think that once we get it under control, it's going to be the most strongest dollar. I know this. I know this. You know what I'm saying? I just need my people to believe it too. You feel me? This was fast. Over and out. I gotta go get my mom. She's coming over to stay the night. So peace and light, y'all. Again, this was fast. Bye.